We'll briefly chazer again the whole omit from yesterday. Today's daf samach beis omid aleph. We'll briefly review samach aleph omid beis the top of the omid. The Gemara says as follows: shocht, because it's negated to today's omid. This whole chesed. It's not complicated. We'll just review it briefly. Zok the Gemara shocht the lemun and amnasi iskapu by arelim. If someone shechted for the shechita for people that are gemalt, but amnasi iskapu by arelim, that tells you right away and ask your kasha. What happened to Kapora? Tosfos Omer Aleph answers this question. On the bottom, Tosfos says that the reason why it says Yiskapu, Tosfos brings B'Shem de Rivo, fall on from the bottom, V'Ripo Pirsh, the Daf Kenok Amrashi Yiskapu, Shechishiv L'Yiskapu B'Arelim. He thought about the Yiskapu B'Arelim. Avalim Lochiv L'Yiskapu, L'Chishiv L'Yizroik L'Hachil Abosel Arelim. If it's just Chishiv L'Hachil, not L'Yiskapu, then Afilu Rav Chiz, the murder, the kosher, L'Yishach B'Zrika Machshev is Psul, the Achila, El Psul, the Kapora. The whole reason why it's Shaykh, a psul of Zrika, according to Rav Chizda, is because you thought about something which is Meshach Shaykh to Zrika, which is Kapora. But if you thought about Achila, then Avada would not be a psul. Okay, Zok the Gemara, let's focus on the Gemara itself. So at the time of the Shechit, you think that the Zrika should be for Arelim. There's a machlokes Rav Chizda and Rabba. Rav Chizda Omar Posul. Rav Chizda says Posul. Rabbi Omar kosher. Rav Chizda apostle, why? Yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. Even though it's a machsheves arelim, which is a korban pesach, which is meshach shaykh to shechita, not to zrika. Zrika is only by other korbanos with tolling the kapara. Yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. You can think about the psul of arelim bezrika. Not doesn't mean only bezrika. Tosfos says clearly in Omer Aleph that if you only think b'shas zrika, then it's not a psul, because zrika is not a psul by korban pesach. But the word is, since you're thinking b'shat t'shchita for that zrika, it's meshach shaykh as if there's a machshava b'shat t'shchita, and shchita is a problem by korban pesach. So it's yesh machshava s'arelim b'zrika, it's extension of the shchita. Rabbo amar kosher, ein machshava s'arelim b'zrika. Now, just the top Rashi, because negated to today's omit, this top Rashi is negated to today's omit, the top Rashi just says, shochto l'achilu l'muli menuyin, Mulin that are menuyin, obviously they're good. Avi iskapu by bezrika se arelim, oy menuyim, oy she'ena menuyin. Keep in mind, Rashi puts in both. We'll see soon in the Gemara in Samach Beis where the Gemara specifically says the machloikas is by ena menuyin. We'll see in a second. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara says as follows: Omer Rabbi Menah Minelo. From where do I know that ema chsheves arelim bezrika? The Tanya, the very simple chesed with the psukim. Yochel yivso b'nei chabu gaboy nimoy. You might think that B'nai Chabura that come together with a person should passel with him. Yochel yivso B'nai Chabura mon imoy. V'dinu, hoil v'orlo poiseles. V'tuma poiseles. If part of the people are areilim, or part of the people are tmeim. So let's compare one to another. Ma tuma lo yosba mikzas tuma kol tuma. If part of people are tomei, doesn't hinder the rest of the korban. You can shecht for the people that are not tomei. So af ola lo yosba mikzas ola kechol ola. The reason why mikzas ola is not a problem, and part of the people amanashi is kapi ba reilim bezrika is not a problem, because like mikzas tuma is not a problem, mikzas ola is not a problem either. That's one way you could learn. And this cheshbon of the Gemara is going to come in today's omit. Oy kalcha derzu hoil va'orla paiselas v'zman poisel. Let's compare orla not the tumah. Let's compare it to zman, meaning pigul. Mazman also b'mitzas zman kholzman. If you think about a kazayis of achila chutz zmanoi, pigul is already chal in the kazayis. I don't care that the rest is a good machshava. So just like mitzas is a problem and it messes up everything, af orla also b'mitzas orla kol orla. So nira lemidoyim. Who should we compare it to? Zok Gemara Doni Dovish Einen Noyeg B'Chol Hazvachim B'Dovish Einen Noyeg B'Chol Hazvachim. Let's compare something which is not Noyeg by all the Zvachim to something that's not Noyeg by all the Zvachim, which is Tumah is compared to Arla. Arla compared to Tumah, because Tumah is not by all Zvachim, because all Zvachim you can be Mishaleach your Korbanos when you're Tomei and Arla. Korban Pesach you cannot be Mishaleach your Korban, because you have to be minaminuyin. You wait for Pesach Sheni. So donin dovish ein noyig b'chol hazvachim. Dovish ein noyig b'chol hazvachim. Valichiach zman shenoyig b'chol hazvachim. Pigul is negay b'ol zvachim. Oy kalach nadech zu. I'll tell you another tzad. Donin dovish lahutim michlaloi. Dovish lahutim michlaloi. After all, pigul never has a hutim michlaloi. Arla never has a hutim michlaloi. Tuma does. Tuma hutim b'tzibur. Val tachich tuma shutim michlaloi. So we have a suffix. Who to compare Arla to? To tuma or to pigul? Avdem zok d'umara tamad lema zois. It says zois chukas aposach. So since it says zois, it says in the posach zois chukas aposach. So what do we learn from zois? Zok d'umara as follows. Zois is a mute after v'chol. Zok d'umara mai v'zois. Ilemi de kula arla poslo. Let's say only when it's Kula arelim, it's possible. Emik tzosalai posloi. If that's what Zeus is telling me, that mitzvahs arel is not a psul, that we know from the pasuk. It says v'chol arel lo yoichaboy. V'chol is mashma only when they all arelim. Mitzvahs is not a problem. So elolav hokigatoni. Tamaloi ma. Let's learn the pasuk again. V'chol arel kula arel posel mitzvahsalai posel. V'chol arel is telling me only kula is pasuls, not mitzvahs. V'chita emuadin lezvika. That's by the shchita. If he shecht for kula arelim, it's a problem. If he shecht for mitzvah arelim, it's not a problem. You might think by the zvika it's the same thing. That if you shecht for kuloi arelim b'shas zrika, it's a problem. V'chitei mu'adin l'zrika, the kula olam yapasla. No, Talmud loy mazois. There's no psul b'shas zrika. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi says shecht l'muna amnashi is kapi arelim. Even though it's kuli arelim b'zrika, Talmud loy mazois. It's not like shchita. Zrika is different than shchita, and we'll see soon why. Talmud loy mazois b'shchitu the kula olam yapasla. Ava zrika filu kula olam amil apasla. You can shechet l'mulin amnashi is kapi kuli arelim b'zrika. It's not a problem. V'chitem and my kulit zrika. Why is zrika more kal? And I'll tell you why. The ain machsheves oichlin bezrika. We know when it comes to Karm Pesach, machsheves oichlin is by shchita, not by zrika. It's by the kapora part. Tachoisu ala seh. So that's why kula orla is not a problem by zrika, and that's what Zoyt is coming to tell me, and that's Rabbi Shita. Now let's look at Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda adarabel idach kisa. Talmud loyma. Let's learn the pasuk again. Both part of the pasukim. V'chol orel kula orla pasla mitzos le pasla. Kol orla is telling me kol orel that only when it's kula orla then it's a problem by the shchita. Ava zrika. Now he's coming to tell me the opposite. Not zrika. Even kula is not a psul. By zrika even mitzos is a problem. Ava zrika. Afilu mitzos enami pasla. Even if it's mitzas arelim shochat lemula amnashi iskapre mitzas arelim bezrika, it's also a problem according to Rav Chizda. Now, why would you say that Zrika is more chomer than Shchita? V'chitei mu'adin l'zrika. Maybe let Zrika be like Shchita. Da'adi'ika kula orla loy posla. They have to be kula arelim. Avdem shteit zois. Tamad lama zois. It's a mir to be machmer. Tamad lama zois. Shchitu hu de mitzosa loy posla. Ava Zrika afilu mitzosa posla. Why is Zrika more chomer? V'chitei m'amai chomer de Zrika. And for the Gemara, de loy mikve pigul ela bezrika. We find when it comes to pigul, the halacha is loy yerotze. It had to be that means all the avoiders have to be done bekashrus. The only thing that's not bekashrus is the machsheves pigul. Either pigul b'shas zrika or pigul b'shas shchita for the zrika. The point is, it's the machshava pigul alone. You can't also think chutzim koimoy or another psul. When do you know that it's finally pigul? When you finish all dalan avoiders, because otherwise you don't know what's going to be b'shas zrika. So what's kaveya pigul? Zrika. So we see zrika has a choymer. Zrika is kaveyadish and pigul. So likewise, zrika is more chomer than shchita and afilu mitzas arelim pasels. So that's pshanim Rav Chizda. Shocht lemunu amash kapu b'arelim. Even mitzas arelim pasel. Dosh teit nizrois. By pigul, we find that zrika is the kaveya. So since it has the is the kaveh, you have to wait for all dalan avoiders. So we're zogt Rav Chizda, shocht lemunam nashkapa by arelim, even mikts arelim, it mochomen den shashchita. Of them frag the Gemara, maskelo Ravashi, mimai the hay v'chol orel kula mashma. The whole assumption is wrong, and there's a kasha bein and rabbi and bein Rav Chizda. Mimai the hay kula, mimai the hay. One second, mimai the hay v'chol orel kula mashma. Who says v'chol orel mashma in the shchita? It's only possible when it's all for arelim. Dilma hay v'chol orel mashma kol du arlo. A whole new taich. V'chol orel kol du arlo. Even if it's mitzas arelim, it's a problem by shchita. If that's the case, so then oy bazoy, what is Zois coming to tell me? Kosav rachmona Zois da'atika kula arlo loy posla. That Zois is telling me that no, v'chol orel would be mashma shchita kol du arlo, even mitzas. And Zois is telling me that until you have kula arlo, it's not possible. And we're saib shchita, saib zrika. Loishno shchita, loishno zrika. Now this doesn't coincide neither with Rabbi nor Rav Chizda. Rabbi said what? Shochta lemulin amanashi is kapi ba'arelim. If it's kuloi arelim, it's not a problem. B'shas zrika. Well, here we're touching up that kol du arla would passel komashlon zois. That when until you have kula arla, and when kula arla, it's a problem. Be'mi shchita, be'mi zrika. That's not like Rabbi. It's not like Rav Chizda either. Rav Chizda said that shochta lemulin amanashi is kapi ba'arelim. That even if it's mixtas arelim, it's a problem. Here we see clearly that Zeus is telling me, Achi ika kula arelim. It's not a problem until you have kula arelim. And not mixtas arelim. Rav Chizda wanted to pass it, even by mixtas arelim. That's the chumra of Zeus. So Rav Ashi's kasha is bein and Rabbi and bein Rav Chizda. It doesn't stem with how we learned the machloikas. So now the Gemara is going to say, a whole new taicha in the machloikas. This we got up to yesterday. Zok the Gemara, El Omer Rav Ashi. Rav Chizda ve Rabbi, Daf Samach Beis Omer Aleph. Bahai Kor Komifligi. The Gemara is now saying the Machlokes Rabban of Chizda is not focused only on Korban Pesach. It's Yisodizik a Machlokes in the Vart in Shinu Bailim. Shinu Bailim, when you think about someone who's not part of the equation, right? Shinu Bailim, which is the Psul Ba'ol Korbanos, is it only a Psul when you think about someone who's Meshach Shach to the Korban? Let's say I think about a tree. Is that called Shinu Bailim? Of course not. A tree is not a Bakapara. So now the question is, when you think about an Orel, since he's not Meshach Shaykh to the Kapora, because he's not Gemalt, he's not Shaykh to the Korban at all, maybe it's not a Psul of Shinu Bailim. Rabbi says, because he's so far removed, it's not a Psul of Shinu Bailim. And Rav Chizda says he is a Psul of Shinu Bailim. Why? Because he can mal himself. Zok the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Chizda v'Rabbi v'Haikro k'miflegi, Shteit n'posik, v'nirtza, loy l'chapik olov. This is talking about a general posik l'gabi korbonus. That it's near to mechaper olav. Who is it mechaper on olav? Eloy al chavegoy. It's mechaper on him and not on someone else. This is the psul of shinu bailim. So Rabbi Sova chavegoy dumi didei. When you want to exclude someone and make it a psul of shinu bailim, it has to be dumi didei. Mahu the bar kapora af chavegoy the bar kapora lafuke hay orel the la bar kaporu. Meaning, when you're a zurich. B'shinu bailim shochat. That's how you tie it back to the original machlokes. Shoch the man nashi is kapur boyag elim. Is that called a shinu bailim or not? Meaning, is it considered a shinu bailim? Because after all, it's someone who is not part of the equation. Or no, since he is someone who's not a bar kapora, it's not called a shinu bailim. So Rabbi holds that it's not dumi didei, so it's not called shinu bailim. And what does Rav Chizda hold? Rav Chizda Sovar, Hai Oral Nami, came into Bar Chiyuvahu. At the end of the day, he's a Bar Chiyuva, Bar Kaporu. How is he a Bar Chiyuva? He's an Oral. Hoyel, the boy Mitke Nafshe. He can get himself a Mila, Kamal himself. So he's Meshach Shayach. So a Mela, it's Chomer. The reason why Shok Lemulam Nash is Kapi Bar Elim, Bezrika, is the reason why it's a Shinu Bailim, is because he's Meshach Shayach, he can mal himself. Now, the Rajban, the Rishonim explained that Be'etzim, Rav Chizda could have said his din without Shochta Lemun Ramash Kapil Arelim. I was Zorak La Arelim. I did avoid it for Arelim. Is that considered Shinu Bailim or not? The Teretz is, he's also coming to tell me the din of Mechashim Avoida La Avoida, the Sukhi and Zvachim. You give Mechashim B'Shash B'Shchita for another Avoida. But the point is he excluded from the Shinu Bailim because he's not by Kapora, or he's included in Shinu Bailim because he's Meshach Shaykh, because he boy him all Nafshei. Now, Rashi, throughout the sugi, learned, which Kirei has a kasha, others has a kasha, Rashi learns, what's oral? Meisa ocha machmas mila. Meisa ocha machmas mila is not allowed to take a bris mila. Why? Sakonis nefoshes. Pekuach nefesh is derech kolotar kulik, except for gimel chamuris. So he's not allowed to take a bris. So what do you mean? He's hoyol di boy mitke nafshe? He's not allowed to take a bris. What do you mean? It's not b'yodah, it's osa. So you have to say, if he did it, then he's allowed to eat it. It's not the pshat that it's not chal de mila. He's not an oral if he did it. He was not supposed to. If you ask a shayla, he's not allowed to take a bris. Meis ochmas mila. If you learn the vort is that it's not meis ochmas mila, then it's not shver. Then pshat is we're talking about a guy that lahachas did not take a bris. And now he's always can change his mind and do tshuva. But if we're talking about meis ochiv, then it will be a little shver. Now look at Rashi, the last of the wide lines on the top. La'arelim minuyov dekulei alma posel. If you think about arelim that a minuyin, that's not a question. Then Rabbi would also agree it's posel. Arelim are part of the cheshbon. They were minuyim. They paid for. They chipped in for the Korban Pesach. And the arelim, of course, that's called shinu bailim. Where does the question kick in? Where is the machlokes Rabbi of Chizda? Uba'arelim she'ein on minuyin. These arelim were never part of the equation. Umishmachsheves shloy leminuyov. Pligi. And now the question is, by the Shiloh Leminuyin, is that called a Shinu Bailim or not by someone who's not a Bakapora? That's the Machloikas. So it comes out, Rashi's learning up, that the Machloikas is only by Arelim She'ena Menuyim. Over there, Rabbi says that it's not called Shinu Bailim. But if they're Menuyin, then of course it's Shinu Bailim. It's Shinu Bailim because they're Menuyin. Now, Tosis on the bottom over here, in the end of the Dibur Maskil Ki, has a Kasha, Tema. The hashel of Ashi the machsheves arelim amenuyin luchuli am apostle. If the menuyin luchuli am apostle, ab bezrika ukshein menuyim ikaman the machsher. Fakteis it should be svaras hafuches usvara mash meipcha. The hashek shein menuyin leipostle. If he's not monui, according to Rabbi, we're saying it's out of psul because it's not considered shinu bailim. So kosh came menuyin. How can menuyin suddenly be apostle?
we understand why, because we're saying that pshat is, if you're menuyin, then you're meshach shayach, then it's sinu bailim. And if you ain't a menuyin, then you're not a bakapora. But Tais says a kasha, if it's kosher by ain't a menuyin, so how could menuyin suddenly be worse? Rabbi Choron explains the kasha, the teretz to Tais's kasha, and he says, just like we find, if you do a chatas l'shem oila, it's a psul. Chatas l'shem chulin, the Gemara says, is not a psul. You know why? Mina machiv, she'ena mina ena machiv. So the same thing over here. When you are ena menuyin, so then it's not mina bichlal. So then ena menuyin arelim, it's ena mina machiv. Masha'enke by arelim, by menuyim I mean, by menuyim avada, he would agree it's called shinu bailim, but then it's not, then it's like mina machiv, then it would be a problem. That's how he wants to compare the two sugyas. So al kaponim, the Gemara says, the machlokes is it called shinu bailim or not? Do you say boy? Letake nafshe. Now, rather, there's a question: would you say the same thing? But let's say someone who's tomei boy letayin nafshe, or is it only by oral? Yesh lodun legabi dat nekuda. Zok the Gemara vayta. Now the Gemara goes into the etzim hoyel. Frag the Gemara. Umiyisel Rav Chizda hoyel. You tell me Rav Chizda holds hoyel. Hoyel boy. It's the chumer now. Hoyel boy metake nafshe. So it's called shinu bailim. Frag the Gemara. Umiyisel Rav Chizda hoyel. Voit ma'hoyf from yontiv lechoyel. If someone checks on yontiv to weekday, Rav Chizda amaloike, you get malchus. Why? You don't say hoyel is damn leoyche orchin. Rabba ma'ena loike. Because why? Zok mo rabba ma'ena loike. I'm going to hoyel. Say hoyel. So it's not considered for yontiv lechoyel, it's for yontiv itself. So bishlem the rabbi like kasha. Rabbi itself is not a steer. Why? When it comes to mila, it's mechusa ma'isa. That hoyel I don't say. I got to do a ma'isa of tikkun nafshe. That's not so simple. Masha'enkin is damla orchem. I don't have to do a ma'isa. They just have to walk into my front door. So mela of there you say hoyel. So rabbi is not a steer. Ela rav chizda kasha. Because after all, here he clearly, in the sugya of yontev, he does not say hoyel, and here he says hoyel. Enter the Gemara, Amri, ki lesa Rav Chizda hoyel lekula. Rav Chizda does not say lekula that you're not loika for the din of hoyel mazdam le'orchim. That we don't say that you're not loika on oifam yontev lechoyel because lekula, because hoyel mazdam le'orchim. We don't want to use hoyel lekula. However, lechumra islay. Over here we're saying it lechumra. We're saying it's called Eina Menuyin because it's a bakapor of the boyam al nafshei. So fazoy vaiti takas as hoyel lechumra. Zog di Gemara. That was the end of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back to the Omed we learned before. Zog the Gemara, Katoni. We had a question. How do you compare oral to? To Tuma or to Chutzes Manoi? Hoyel va'ola peseles v'tum peseles, ma tuma le'osu b'mikzas tuma k'chol tuma, just like by tuma you don't say that part of people are tuma, the whole thing is tuma, af ola le'osu b'mikzas ola k'chol ola. Zog the Gemara, hai tuma echidomi. What are we talking about? By tuma, you're saying it's poshet. That what? That mitzvahs is not tamid the rest. And by oral, you're mistapik. Why is tumah so poshut? What are we talking about? What case the tumah? Hay tumah echidomi. Ilein betumah gavri. If we're talking about people, umay loy osam mitzvahs tumah kol tumah. Meaning, the ika ar v'chamisha gavri tumein. 4 or 5 fellas are tumah. V'ar v'chamisha gavri tumein. And 4 or 5 of them are k'tor. V'loy pas lilu tumein the torim. The tumein don't pas the torim. Frag the Gemara, why is orla any different? Gabi orla nami, holy pasli. Orla is no different. The Tanan, lemunin ulagelin kosher. We know Vesh Mishal, lemunin ulagelin is kosher. So we know mitzvah doesn't pasl. Why do I have to learn from Tuma? So maishle Tuma, the pshitale, or maishle orla, the mesafkale. Why by orla do we have a question? And we question, do we compare it to Tuma or do we compare it to Zman? And by Tuma it's poshet. So it must be this is not the case of Tuma. Tuma is a different case, which is much more poshet. So the Gemara, ela betumas bosor. Meaning, if part of the busser is tomei, so then the chiddush is that you can still be makiv and oichel the rest of the busser as follows. Zog the mora, the ilu itmechad mei vorim, if one of the vorim of the animal are tomei, hide the itme safinole. That one just became tomei. Umaylo also makes us tum kol tumah by bosar. The lo itmechad mei vorim, hide the itme safinole. V'idachachlinole, the other busser you can eat. And that's the pshitale by tuma la osa mixas kakuloi. Zoklamo b'mayo kimta, b'tumas basar, let's look at the sefer. Ema sefer. We said the reason why we compare it to tuma and not to chutzes manoi is because it's not noig b'chalaz vachim. Now what was that cheshbon? Because all karbonis, the tome could be mashalech karbonosov, mashing in Pesach, he cannot. Sai Tomei and Sai Earl. So let's look if that's correct now. Zog the Mogha Ema Seifa, Doni Dovashen and Noig B'chol HaZvachim, Medovashen and Noig B'chol HaZvachim. I compare Tuma to Arlo. It's not Noig B'chol HaZvachim. All Kobonis, even Tomei Earl, can be Meshalech, while Chiyach Zman, Shen and Noig B'chol HaZvachim. Umay Tuma. Now, Umay Tuma. what tumah are we talking about that it's not noyeg b'chol zvachim? I name it tumas basar. Am I noyeg b'chol zvachim? All zvachim have a tumas basar. We don't find a precedent tumas basar. Tumas gavri you can meshlech kamen oitzov send a shliach on my behalf. But tumas basar is no thing that it's not noyeg b'chol zvachim. Umay tumah. I name it tumas basar. Am I noyeg b'chol zvachim? Elo pshita, we're not talking about tumas basar. We're talking about tumas gavra. Elo pshita, but tumas gavra. Umayin enoig b'chol hazvachim, dila b'chol hazvachim, ola b'tomei mishalach k'kob b'nisein. Ul zvachim, en ola tomei, ki mishalach k'kob b'nisein. I can't enter the Azor, I'm tomei, but I can send a shlich on my behalf. V'ilu b'pesach, we say no, we wait for Pesach sheni, ola b'tomei mishalach p'scheyen. So it comes out, reisha b'tumas basar, because you want to establish that it's not the reason why it's more poshut, it's because tumas basar. And sefer b'tumas gavri. And here you're establishing his tumah tumas gavri because it's ein noig b'chol hazvachim. Omalei in the vart is shem tumah kaporich. We're asking from the shem tumah. The shem tumah here it's tumas basar, here it's tumas gavri. But the shem tumah is taka different. It's more pshita and it's ein noig b'chol hazvachim. Now the Gemara says another teretz. V'iboy seima sefer nami b'tumas basar. The sefer is also about tumas basar. So we ask the question by tumas basar. Where do we see it's ein noig b'chol hazvachim? Umay ene noig b'chol hazvachim, dile b'chol hazvachim, bein shenit mochelev u'bosa kayim. All zvachim, if the fat is around, if the fat is tomei amin, and the bosa is not tomei, or bein shenit mochelev u'bosa kayim, the halacha is, zorikas adam. You can be zorik the dam, it doesn't make a difference if you have chelev or bosa. Zvikas dam is a mechaper, you can be, as long as you have either chelev or bosa. However, vile b'pesach, nit mochelev u'bosa kayim, if you have meat, you can be zorik the dam. Nit mebosa v'chelev kayim, ain't a zorik zadam. Because since Pesach, the ikke is a korban achila, you have to have bosar. All other korbanos, it's achilas mizbeach. So it doesn't make a difference if you have chelev or bosar. Whatever you have, you can be zorik. Masha enkin, by Pesach, the ikke is achilas odom, so you have to have nit mebosa, you're not going to be zorik. But nit mechelev bosa kayim, you are zorik. So what do we see? So we see clearly it's ain't a noig b'chol hazvachim. When we say bosa and a noig b'chol hazvachim, it means that you can be zorik. As long as you have basar that is kayom, alafuk it's meaning it's mochom in a way. Lafuk your other kabbonis, you don't have to have basar kayom. As long as you have even chelav kayom, v'il bepesach nit mechelav basar kayom zorik zadam nit mebasar mechelav kayom in a zorik zadam. B'mayu kimta b'tumas basar, so he's telling avek the vart is tumas basar and it's ain't a noig b'chol hazvachim because you can be zorik the dam only when it's basar kayom. Ema sefer. What do we say? Donin davish lahuta michloloi. The reason why we want to compare it to zman is lahuta michloloi. Lafuket tumah is huta betzibur, right? Donin davish lahuta michloloi. Mi davish lahuta michloloi. Va'al techiach tumah shayu huta michloloi. Tumah is huta michloloi by common tzibur. So I rather compare oral to chutzes to pigul versus to tumah. Now zok the gemara. What do you mean tumah is huta michloloi? When is tumah huta michloloi? Tumah is gavri, right? Tumah hutah betzibur means the people. We never have tumah hutah betzibur on the basar. So if you're telling me it's talking tumah's basar, then the whole calculation of the other tzad falls off. Zokma b'may, ilema betumah's samach beiz amet beiz. Ilema betumah's basar, hechi hutah. Tumah's basar is not hutah mechlaloi. Ela pshita betumah's gavri. Tumah's gavri is tak hutah mechlaloi. When the whole carbon tzibur is tomei, you bring the carbon. Behechi hutra mechlala b'tzibur, by tzibur. So reisha b'tumas basar, and seva b'tumas gavri, because hutra mechlala is tumas tumas gavri, so suddenly you're switching. So gemara in, shem tumas kaporich, that's one teretz. V'ibor yisema, kula b'tumas basar. So where do we find hutra mechlala by basar? The answer is, behechi hutra b'tumas pesach. By pesach, just like tumas hutra b'tzibur. And if the roiva tzibur are tmeim, allowed to bring a korban pesach, likewise they're allowed to eat the korban pesach. Why? Because after all, if they're tomei, they're going to touch it, and they're going to eat the korban pesach. That means the basar is tomei. Ve'eich utra betuma bepesach. The Tanan pesach abo betuma. Pesach that's come betuma because the roiv tzibur is tomei. Necha betuma sheloi bo mitchilosi ela lachila. The Gemara is saying gavald galomdis now. Meaning, what's the whole reason why tuma utra betzibur and pesach is brought betuma when roiv tzibur is tomein? Because they have to eat it. So that means gufa that you're allowed to eat the basar that's tomei. What's the having and what's the maskonis haGemara? What's going on? So the chiddush is. What is called Tumas Basar? Is this called Tumas Gavri? Meaning, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, if the Roi B'tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach. But we never mate Tumas Basar. Just rather when you touch it, then the Basar is Tomei. But that's not because you're mate Tumas Basar. You're mate Tumas Gavri. Just Tumas Gavri causes that the Basar is Tomei. What do we say? That ultimately the people that are Tomei are going to touch the Basar, that's called Tumas Basar. So Tumas Basar was Hutra B'shas when Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. How do you look at
Tumas Bosor because they touched it. Is that called a Hetan Tumas Bosor? Or it's only really a Hetan Tumas Gavri, which happens to be they touched it. But the Maskona is that Ein Chanami, Bosor is Hutra B'tzibur by Tumas Gavri Gufa because they ultimately touched the Bosor. The question is, how many we didn't look at it as Mitzad the Bosor? The Maskona is, we look at this as a Hetar of Tumas Bosor.
That's the Maskona Sasugya. I'll just go back to the Omer Aleph where the Gemara said, as far of Hoyel. That Hoyel, Rav Chisda says, that you say Hoyel Iboyel Mitaken Nafshei. That even by an oral is not considered a lambakapora because hoyle boy mitaka nafshe and mamele we said l'chumra, it's considered that it's a shinu bailim because the maizi can mal himself. Now kvega zakasha, if we're talking about oral shemesu och machmas mila, it's an issa pikuach nefesh, you're not allowed to mal. So some achrayim want to say we're talking about that if you were mal yourself and you're over on the issa, lemaisa, it's mutter to eat the Pesach. So it's considered that he's a bachiyuva. And it's considered that it's a shinu bailim. So it's a bakapora. Even though it's osir, but lemaisa, it's considered that you're bachiyuva. Now, does that mean that likewise do we say that if the din of hoyle, that if you oifer mi yontav l'choil, we say holim is damnil l'orchim. There's a question in Poiskim, Kvivega discusses it himself in Shuvas. If let's say the orchim cannot come because of chutzetchum, you live in chutzetchum. The only orchim that can show up come in chutzetchum. Do you say a svar of hoyel if it involves an issa? So pashas, you wouldn't say hoyel. You don't say hoyel is damnil l'orchim if it involves an issa. Yet the Gemara over here was saying you say hoyel even though it involves an issa of meitz orchim achzimila, which would be an issa to mal himself. So you could answer Poshet that it's not a steer one to another. Over here we say Hoyle, even if it involves an Issa, was like the Gemara's Maskon is. Here we're going even L'chumra. The reason why Rav Chisda is married to Hoyle because it's L'chumra. L'chumra, it's considered Shinu Bailim because we consider those that are Arelim part of the equation because Hoyle, they can mal themselves. So it's L'chumra de Kedin, even if it involves an Issa. Masha Enken, the Gemara in Be'er, which is talking about L'kula, the Gemara that says that Oifem Yontem L'chol, we would not say Hoyle, even if you say Hoyle, but we would not say Hoyle if it involves an Issa of coming to Tchum. Over there, the Hoyle is Lekula Taka. So Lekula, we don't say it if it involves an Issa. That Stam would be a teretz on the Etzem Kasha Legabi involving an Issa. But the Achronim want to say, David Pavarsky and Shurim and others, there's a fundamental difference between the two Hoyles. Meaning, over there, when it comes to being Oifem Yontav Lechoyle, so over there, it's totally in the Metzias. Since the Archim cannot come because it involves an Issa of Tchumin, so it's considered that I'm being Oifem Lechoyle. And Mamela, you don't say a svar of hoyle. A hoyle that involves an iser is b'metzias dekadin. Since they can't come b'mechutz atchum, so b'metzias, what I'm oifer now is I'm oifer letzarech hoyle. So you don't say hoyle in a case that involves an iser. Masha'enkin over here by an orel, the nidin is not a metzias. The nidin is he a bachiyuva or not? So it's sufficient, it's enough that he's able to mal himself to be considered a bachiyuva, and Mamela is considered a shinu bailim. Even though Bepoyle is not going to mal himself, but he can't mal himself because of the Issa, because of the Sakona. But it doesn't mean that he's not a Bachiyuva because he's able to. And that'll be enough. It's not telling the Metzias. It's telling in the Cholos, is he able to mal himself or not? Since he's able to, so Mele it's considered that he's ready a Bachiyuva, and Mele be a Psul of Shinu Bailim. My second over there, it's telling the Metzias, will they come or not? They won't come. And it's considered Oifel Chol because of the Issa of Tchumen. Right, we'll stop over here. The top of the towards the top of the Omed, Samach Beis, Omed Beis, Mosiv Ravuna.